Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And tis the season for giving, and to celebrate the start of the most joyous time of the year, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players the opportunity to cash in on a no-brainer this Thanksgiving. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes for you to double your money is one touchdown. Yeah, you heard it right. All you got to do is opt into the promotion, place your bet, sit back, and once the ball enters the end zone, you're a winner. Easy as pie. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. That's right. All it takes is a touchdown, and you double your money when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. He is Dustin Hawkinsmith. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. First off, Dustin, every once in a while, DraftKings just gives you these no-brainers, almost an automatic win. You got to take advantage of it. I'm betting that Baltimore or Pittsburgh will score a touchdown on Thursday.
Boy, it would be a real shame if those two really good teams played 60 minutes of football and didn't score a touchdown. It is easy as pie, as you suggested it was.
And I'll tell you what are the chances of that happening? It's like predicting a Penn State team losing their first five games. What are the chances of that happening?
Never going to happen, Jim. In 133 previous years, it never happened.
But it did happen this year. Dustin, that great philosopher Yogi Berra once commented about deja vu all over again. And those words are so appropriate for this team. It seems like the same thing no matter who the starting quarterback is.
Yeah, slow start. Not really able to play stout defense, you know, as you know, the offense has issues, and James Franklin alluded to this after the game. In previous years, if the offense had issues, the defense was stout enough to buy them time to hang in there. But neither of those units has been stout enough or good enough to win any of these five games. Certainly neither one of them, when the game is really on the line, has been good enough to step up and make a play when they needed it. So, same game script, same result, 41-21, this loss to Iowa. Iowa's a pretty good team. They're the same as they always are. Same formula, same approach. You know exactly what you're getting from a Kirk Ferentz team. And Penn State on this occasion just wasn't in the neighborhood of this team.
Let's get into the game itself and go through some of the details. The start was at least a little bit promising. They took the first half kickoff, got a first down before the drive stalling. They then held Iowa to a field goal. I think that's a major win for this team on that opening drive. Then Penn State gets the ball back. Their best drive of the day, they combined running the ball with a short passing game, marched down the field, actually had a 7-3 lead. At that point, things were looking up.
Yeah, at that point in time, a 7-3 lead. I don't know what the stats say, but Penn State has not led often in football games this year. They certainly have not led early in games. 14 plays, 75 yards, and you know that's a 6-minute drive. And you're thinking, and yeah, I'm sure you kind of had a similar thought. You're thinking, okay, maybe they've got themselves a formula here. Maybe with Will Levis, you're able to kind of do that Tim Tebow offense. You're able to run the quarterback between the tackles, whether they know it's coming or not. It's going to be effective just because the math checks out in terms of how you can block it. So you're thinking, okay, maybe they got a little something going here. And then, you know, the game starts to unfold a little bit more and you realize that, you know, that wasn't the formula that that was either going to work or that they were going to stick with. And obviously you see what the result was. The game gets away, the turnovers happen, it starts to get ugly real quick.
And there are so many specific plays that you can point at where the team didn't execute or the coaching staff did not put them in a position to succeed. But the very next drive, and I'm going to be cherry-picking plays as we go, which maybe isn't fair, but I think it's those plays that turn this game around. It's in the next possession that Iowa marches down the field. They were at the five-yard line, first and goal. Penalty takes them back to the 10-yard line. Jesse Lucada is in perfect position to make a play. He still hasn't touched that running back. So yeah. Can you blame Brent Pry for that?
No, I mean, I think that's just a readiness to play, a readiness to compete. He is one-on-one. He was in position, and I think he played himself out of that play, allowed himself to get flat-footed. It's not what you want to see from a linebacker that you expect great big things from, and I think you can still have high expectations for Jesse Lucada, but it's not what you want to see from a guy that you have expectations for. And then also a guy who you believe, you know, he's in there because he's a smart, instinctive, you know, he's going to make the sure thing tackle. And you have, yeah, I wouldn't call it a sure thing, but there were some things you could have done different to close that gap with a running back and not allow the running back to dictate that one-on-one situation. He did dictate it. And you saw what the result was. He was tackling air there. Tyler Goodson, 10 yards, capped that drive. And really, you know, Iowa never really looked back from that point.
And I believe we, going into this season, despite losing Micah Parsons, we had a lot of confidence in that linebacker core. And there's an example where you thought, okay, here's a talented enough player. And I don't want to pick on him because there's been a lot of missed tackles. But there is an example of what's going on, and it cost them a touchdown.
And really, if you look at this a little bit deeper, too, it's exactly that type of play where it can go one direction or the other. Iowa, you know, trots in for a touchdown there, or Jesse Lucada makes that play at the line of scrimmage. Maybe it's a little bit of a momentum builder, too. You haven't had this defense make a play like that, even if it's, you know, of the semi-routine variety, where they can take a big step towards getting off the field and make a play that energizes everybody, not just themselves, but the offense. They haven't made those plays consistently, and you haven't seen a lot of energy consistently from this team as a result.
All right, Dustin, speaking of, you know, specific plays that, you know, turn a game around, I want to talk about the next three Penn State possessions, or three consecutive possessions still in the first half, where Penn State was shut down when they had third and one or fourth and one plays. And I rewatched those on replay, and it was really interesting to see. First of all, just your overview, three different possessions. The first one, a third and one, pitch out behind the running back, fumbled, they lose yardage, and there you go. The next time they're in that position, first it's third and two. Keziah Holmes runs for a yard. Will Levis loses a yard then on fourth down. They give up the ball. The next time it's Keziah Holmes again, third and one, doesn't get the first down. And then Will Levis throws an incompletion, low percentage pass to Jahan Dotson down the sideline. What did you think of the play calling? What did you think of the execution?
I don't think I thought very much on either of those things. And, you know, I do think that's the game right there, I think. It's 17-7, I believe, at that point when they go for the back-to-back fourth downs. 17-7, you're hanging in there. Not a lot is going right. Iowa is dictating things at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, but you're hanging in there. Fourth down, the first one, you know, like I think the third down pitch play, I just feel like maybe in that short yardage situation, we keep it a little simpler. And I know there was some criticism that was valid about running pitch plays and stuff like that to the near side of the field, the short side of the field, and how that stuff is kind of doomed to fail anyway. And then, you know, the second of those fourth down calls is what I had a bigger problem with, both the call, the decision to go for it, and the call itself. You know, James Franklin said what he usually does after the game, that it's about the decision, but it's also about the execution of that decision. You're down 17-7. You are right around midfield. You're at your own 49. This is a 17-7 game. There's less than a minute left. As much as you don't want to do it, that is a field position play right there. Iowa's not really the team that's going to drive down the length of the field and beat you in 50 seconds. But James Franklin kind of handed that to them on a platter. So it goes from 17-7, potentially 17-10, 17-14 if they do something positive there. But they don't. Iowa scores a 24-7, and that's pretty much the ball game. And then obviously the play call itself, that low percentage pass down the sideline to Jahan Dotson. I don't know what was supposed to happen there. James Franklin didn't get into that, but that's not what you want to happen there. And once that whole chain of events goes down, because you look at where Penn State had the ball in these situations. They had it on the Iowa 40. They turn it over on downs, and then they have it at their own 49. They're not completely inept on offense. And then these couple turnovers on downs really swung the game in Iowa's favor for good.
Well, I'm going to give a little bit different take on it, Dustin. First of all, I do agree that 4th-and-1, the long pass to Jahan Dotson, low percentage. At that point, you want to get the first down. Now, the question becomes, and the quarterback, Will Levis, was not under duress at that point. He could have waited when he saw Jahan Dotson wasn't open and passed the ball underneath. The other couple plays, I want to point out, I've been the one who very much complained about just sending the running back between the tackles. With that pitch out, if they had executed it, they get a first down, okay? So that's one thing. Then on the other one where Will Levis, the guy who wants to carry the ball every single time, he chooses to give it to Keziah Holmes, who's running up the middle. Guess what? If he pulls the ball out, there was a lot of space on the outside for him to run. It looked like on the zone read, he made the wrong read. So at this point, you know, it's been very easy to look at Kirk Schrocka, but on some of those plays that were game changers, I'm not sure he made the mistake as much as the players did. Very quickly, your response to that.
Yeah, I think you have to understand what your players are in position to execute and what they aren't in position to execute. Your first time starter, really, how much is he ready to execute in these situations?
Exactly. And I would think he should be able to, Will Levis, execute a pitch out. So if he can't do that, we have some other issues on this team. All right, that's it for quarter number one. We'll pick up the conversation in quarter number two.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes is one touchdown. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN during sign-up. That's code KSN for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.